Welcome to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far. I'm your host, Joe Youngblood. It's Friday, January 24th, and we're going to dive in. There's actually no YouTube news this week, so we're actually going to skip over YouTube and dive into Google. Now let's dive into Google. Google has stopped charging flight partners to be listed in their flight search engine, and they've also removed the sponsored and the ad labeling associated with the flight search engine. Google said they're still going to operate it the same way, but they have decided to no longer take a commission on flights that are booked through Google's flight search. And therefore, these are no longer ads and are no longer sponsored parts of the Google search engine. Tweets have been showing up in featured snippets on Google and in the People Also Ask section. Google is dropping support for datavocabulary.org markup in favor of schema.org markup. Now, this probably doesn't impact you. There are not a lot of websites that use data vocabulary markup, but you might want to check, run a scan with a structured data testing tool and see if you have data vocabulary markup on your website. If you do, that is going to be deprecated here very soon. You might want to replace that with schema.org. Google has updated their mobile first indexing documentation. If you're not aware, this is a document that explains how Google's mobile first version of Googlebot actually works and crawls websites. It's pretty useful if you're a developer. You might want to go check that out. There is a growing belief that Google thinks URLs are irrelevant in today's society. Their new update to Google search results on desktop, which rolled out last week, seemed to confirm that to a lot of people as it replaced URLs with these ugly sort of breadcrumb-looking things. This week, Google's Danny Sullivan, who acts as their search liaison, said in a tweet that Google thinks that domains are the most important part of URL. He didn't explicitly say that they think URLs are useless, but he was replying to a question about that and did sort of infer that, yeah, Google doesn't like URLs anymore, which, you know, is sort of foundational for the entire web. So it's kind of a crazy thing to say, but Google says the domain is the most important part of your URL. This week, Google determined that if you have a featured snippet listed in Google, your link will no longer appear at position one or two below that featured snippet. So now if you have the featured snippet, you got to hope that that drives all the traffic you want it to. Everything below that will be the position two or position three in the rankings. And some people speculate that position two now might get more clicks on it if people are skipping over the featured snippet because they didn't like what it said. They might be clicking on the number two listing in the search results. So maybe you should be happy if you rank number two.
We're on Facebook.
Facebook has decided not to monetize WhatsApp, their $22 billion purchase, with advertising of any kind at this moment. In fact, sources say the code for the advertising Facebook was building has been completely deleted from the WhatsApp app.
Over on Instagram,
there is a new way for Instagram users to see stories that mention them, select those stories that mention them, style them up a little bit, and share them to their own story. This just came out this week. It should help any marketers out there that are dealing with a lot of user-generated content on Instagram, or if you're doing a contest or anything like that, to kind of access all of that information in a much quicker way. Instagram is removing that annoying IGTV button. University researchers published research this week showing that if you use filters on your selfies on Instagram, you're probably going to get fewer likes than if you just took a good photo without the filter. They hypothesize this is because users can recognize a filtered photo, and they may think that you're filtering the photos just to try to make yourself look better instead of make an actual good photograph.
Bonus round!
Apple will officially, finally kill all support for Adobe Flash in Safari later this year. There's already a beta version of Safari that has all support for Flash removed. You won't even be able to install it on your own. So if you are a website out there that is for some reason still clinging to Flash components, for some reason, it's time to finally let that go or tell people on Safari to go F themselves, I guess. Verizon Media, the media company brought to you by the definitely not evil ISP Verizon, has a new search engine called OneSearch. Now, they claim OneSearch is a privacy-focused search engine that will not leave cookies on your computer for advertising, and they even have a feature that will allow you to set a search result to be deleted from your computer within an hour. So if you're using a shared computer, other people won't see what you have been searching for. Verizon also owns Yahoo and AOL, so you can give this a shot. I tried it. I didn't really like the results I was seeing. They looked pretty spammy, pretty reminiscent of like 2003. Give it a shot. Try it out. Take screenshots of your search results and share them with us in the comments. Thank you for tuning in to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition. I know it was a short week, but I hope you found something informative in this podcast. If you have any comments, any way we can improve the podcast for you, anything you'd like to see added or removed, please go over to joeyoungblood.com, click on the contact link, and send me a message. Talk to you next week.